morning. We look forward to playing in the division on Thursday night against the Washington Redskins, a team that's 1-1, has played two outstanding football games. Kirk Cousins, their quarterback, his percentage of completions is at 75%. They're the number one rush team in the league. They're the number two time of possession team in the league, almost 38 minutes a game. The opponent just doesn't have the ball. Defensively, they're number one in the league, fourth against the rush, second against the pass. They've done an outstanding job. Their special teams is basically young at the return spot, but they are fast. And so they're a good football team. Their offensive line is blocking very, very well. They have two runners who are doing an outstanding job. They've come up with this young guy, Matt Jones, to back up Morris, and those two have done an outstanding job. They have pounded away with the ball. If you saw last week's game, they loaded up with their tight end, something a little bit different, and they caused some issues for a very good St. Louis Ram team that had defeated Seattle at home the week before. So the Redskins are playing good defense. They're rushing the football. They're taking good care of their quarterback, and as a result, his accomplishments in the pass game at 75.9% completions is pretty good.
It sounds like old school football a little bit. Is that what you see from them?
Well, I think that they have gone ahead and decided to do exactly what they like to do there, is run the football. And they're also playing great defense. They're playing outstanding defense as well. Second and pass defense, as well as fourth against the run.
Tom, you had eight guys listed on your injury report as not being in practice yesterday. Are any of them returning today, or do you want me to go through them?
Well, it's, you know, as you know, there's a few speed drills today, but not many. And so the guys that can go will go, and the guys that we hope are going to continue to improve will not. Beeson will practice. That I can tell you.
How about Ayers?
Ayers is feeling better, but won't do the running portion of the practice.
Flowers?
No, won't practice.
Cruz?
No.
Cullen Jenkins?
Cullen will practice, yes.
Any progress with Rogers Cromartie, or is he still?
No, he's in the protocol, which is, as you know, been really set up to do a very thorough job of evaluating the player. And quite frankly, it's a difficult thing for them to get back on track with a Thursday night game.
What was the diagnosis on Flowers?
Ankle.
Is there a timeline or just sprain?
Sprain.
If he's okay Thursday, Tom, would you be comfortable putting the rookie right?
Depends. It depends what okay means. Is he going to be able to function properly? Does he know exactly what he's doing? You know, this is a week in which you could say that anybody that can go through a jog-through can be prepared. And I think he'll mentally be ready. And I think he could do some of the jog-through stuff, but they're going to be very conservative and try to make sure that he has a good grasp of the healing process.
What went into the decision to release Preston apparently today? We found.
Well, we felt we needed another defensive lineman, to be honest with you. So that was the decision.
Where do you go in the slot now without him?
They all can play in the slot. They can all go in there.
You put Jeremy Davis in there? Has he done that at all in game situation?
Ruben has.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any?
Jeremy Davis knows all the spots.
Do you have any theory as to why Ruben has gotten off to such a slow start? He seemed very frustrated after the game.
I don't have a theory. I can tell you that there was basically a two-week stint during training camp when he couldn't work. I mean, that doesn't help.
Does he seem like he's running the way he's supposed to be?
I think he's running okay now, yes. He had a couple of shots where he could have. Of course, he, you know, being anxious, had the drop.
Tom, if you've been asked this yesterday, perhaps I apologize, but as you lay out for the team where they are, especially in a division that has other challenges, how do you think your players reacted?
Well, I think they reacted well. But remember, that took place yesterday, a few hours after a game, very disappointing loss. So I didn't expect any handstands. Now, today should be better.
Handstands?
Maybe. If you see me do one, then you can figure they'll follow.
You started off 0-2 and 0-7, but it was obviously a lot different with your defense then. But do you look at it, do you look back at that to try and draw comparisons on what to tell the guys what's possible still?
I do, to be honest with you. If it's positive, then I'm willing to go there. And I haven't mentioned it yet, but it is something that we're calculating. Let's put it that way.
When we look back at 07, we always look at that goal line stand in week three as the turning point. How much can one play or one moment really change around the season?
You saw it. It was actually a spike in three plays, but it was 6-2. I mean, we were 6-2 after the 0-2.
That just kind of changed the confidence level?
I think it just raised everybody up to what we can do, you know, what we're capable of.
That, I assume, is what you're looking for here, that these guys play up to their abilities.
That would be nice. I think reinforcement is a great thing.
You have someone here who could be a guest speaker to help.
Do we have someone?
You have your defensive coordinator could probably speak to that effect, right?
There's a couple of us around that were here. You could speak to us. I probably couldn't pay the per diem, but.
From the outside, whether you read it or not, you're probably aware. I mean, the perception of your team is there's just not enough here. There's not enough. There's not the premier pass rusher for obvious reasons. There's not enough playmakers besides Odell. Do you have to convince this group it's good enough? Do you believe this?
Yes, I do, and I don't read any of that stuff, to be honest with you. So I'm concerned with our team, with the people that are sitting in these seats that have to go out and play every Sunday to the best of their ability, and we're trying to find a way to help them do that.
But you think they're good enough?
Yes, I do.
To win Thursday night?
Yes.
And to probably be better than 0-2?
I really do think we should be better than 0-2. And I told them that right away on Monday afternoon. I told them I wasn't very pleased with the play as such, but I thought we could certainly be, even under these circumstances, be 2-0.
What do you need to see for you, your group to be more consistent and a better running team offensively?
Our runs are not one right after the other type runs. Our runs are more that take advantage of balance, you know, whether people are defending and what have you. That's what it appears to me. There are some of our runs that are power runs that have been very successful, which leads me to believe that hopefully if we can keep going and get better each week, we can rely more on that. But our runs as such, the breakout run by Williams the other day was, you know, very, very well blocked. But consistency is an issue in all phases, not just in the run game. For us, in all phases, including defense, et cetera.
There's a focus during the offseason, the run defense, to improve that run defense. What have you seen from them so far, and have you liked it?
Well, the numbers are okay, yeah. Yeah, I certainly am not going to find fault with that part of it.
Do you, are you willing to see those passes, a lot of running back passes underneath. Is that, do you consider that part of the?
Oh, sure. I mean, you got to stop them all.
Is Dwayne Harris okay?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He never, to be honest with you, he never paid any attention to it. You know, you couldn't even get him to, he hasn't even been treated, to be honest with you. He says he's okay.
How's Marcus Coon? I mean, you're adding a defensive lineman. Is he okay? Is he getting better? Have a chance? Mm-hmm. Marcus Coon?
He's getting better, yeah. He's getting better.
Is he going to practice?
No.
Does the release of Parker, is that any indication on Cruz's availability?
No. No.
So there's no statement in releasing Preston Parker, a guy who's just not gotten it done?
I'll leave that up to you.
How are Morris and Jones different in your eyes? What different aspects do they bring to the table for them?
They're both powerful, north-south runners, downhill guys. You know, the young kid's bigger kid.
Tom, with respect to the opponent, does it start more on Thursday with you not beating yourself to the team right now?
You know, the traditional ways to beat ourselves, you could go to the third and two at the 8-yard line, sure. But on the other hand, the execution of the opportunity when it's there to go ahead and win the game, that's what's got to happen, whether it's defense or offense or whatever it is. That point in time when everybody knows, 75% of the games in the National Football League, 24 out of 32, are 7 points or less in the fourth quarter. The game is a fourth quarter game in the National Football League. You got to be able to be productive when the game is on the line and the pressure is there to perform. That's exactly what it is.
One more.
Practice. I'm already late for practice, by the way.
There have been instances in the NFL where a coach will just give up on a player earlier than you would have expected. Jimmy Johnson did it with Kervin Richards 1 year. They won a Super Bowl that year. Have you seen that kind of thing before? It's happened. Where players are released early after just not performing, and the statement is made to the team that, hey, we got to move on. If you're not getting it done, we're going
to break. Preston Parker, for the majority of the time he was here, was a very tough, physical football player who made plays when called upon. That hasn't been the case necessarily this year. We thank him for his service. That's the end of my statement.